Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Major Zarian for this 200th episode of Matt Men. Of course, I'm joined by the one, the only, the turd diggler, Rich Dimbley.
Ah, that's terrible. What happened to the original name you came
what
up
was
with? Did
it?
You forget it?
Yeah, what was
you
it?
You were like, I got a good name for you. And then you were like, I don't know, the turd diggler.
Oh, crap, I forgot.
That's literally like the worst thing you
that
can
is the
write.
Worst. Want me to do it again?
On an exam. Yeah, yeah, okay, do it again. It's a 200th episode, man. Yeah. Come on.
Okay, let me do a good one. I had such a good one.
Mm-hmm. You stop lying.
I'm joined by the blackest man alive, Rich Stambolian.
I'll take that.
You'll take that?
Okay. I'm wearing a black shirt.
You
are. It looks pretty black on screen.
I mean on the inside, so. Not like skin tone. Just dark on the inside.
Dark,
just rotting.
Dark individual.
Just think of rotten thoughts.
It's true.
What are some true. Rotten, dark, black thoughts that you think of?
When 2 weeks ago, I asked, where I was playing this game with a girl I know, and it was like, would you ever date somebody, right? So I go, how about tattoos? And she's like, it depends on what it is. She's like, I don't really like guys with tattoos, but you know what? I'm a big Nirvana fan. So if he had like a tattoo of Kurt Cobain, I'd be okay with that.
That's pretty detailed.
And then my response was pre or post gunshot.
And then did they get upset?
And then she was like, that was very dark.
That was very dark. Very black. You went to a very dark place.
That was the end of the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the next day she laughed about it.
Yeah.
She was like, I thought about your joke and it was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's a standard question to ask people, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You're going to have a post-mortem Kurt Cobain or first of all, why would you get a Kurt Cobain tattoo?
Big Nirvana fan.
I know, man. But I'm a big fan of a lot of things. I'm not getting a... Yeah. Hollywood Hogan tattoo on my butt.
Why is that the first thing that pops into your head?
No. That's what came to mind.
If you had to get a tattoo of something, what would it be?
I have a tattoo.
Yeah? Yeah. I know you have it. You have your name on your back.
Yeah.
Just in case you get lost.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Andrew.
I could be returned. Returned to send. I was 15.
You should put your address underneath it.
I should. I'm actually covering it up. I want to ruin my body with terrible prisoner tattoos.
Yeah.
That's eventually what I want to go full on Randy Orton.
You should have, it just says Andrew on it, right?
Andranik.
Okay. You should, at the end of it, you should write, is okay.
It's okay.
That's it.
With a marker. Just put it in every week.
Andrew's okay.
Guys, we do have a lot to talk about. Oh my God. So much news in pro wrestling. We did not do a show last week because we were planning a big, giant 200th episode. And I have to tell you, I totally dropped the ball on that one.
It's all right. It's okay.
It's okay. Well, I promise we'll do a big show. I have big things planned for January, guys. Big things.
I'm going to pass on a nickname to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Chief Lettuce Down.
Chief Lettuce Down. That's a good one.
I went to a bachelor party. This is going to be a very loose show, by the way.
Okay.
I went to a bachelor party for my best friend's bachelor party a couple of years ago, and one of the dudes that was there, he's short and he's very dark, and he grew his hair out and we didn't know, so he looked like an Indian chief.
Okay.
Like Native American.
Yeah, like Bret Hart.
And the entire week we were in New Orleans, he was like, yo, I'm gonna bring the girls tomorrow night. I'm gonna bring the girls. The girls are coming. The girls are coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we went out one night and there was just like one, honestly, don't get offended by this, but there was one slob that was hanging out with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, this can't
that
be
was his girl.
This can't be the girl that he's bringing. He's like, I'm going to bring her back, blah, blah, blah. She's coming with the friends, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. Never happened.
Nothing
ever happened at that bat. Like, nobody brought any. So we started calling, because he looked like an Indian chief, we started calling him Chief Lettuce Down.
That's excellent. At work, I'm called, I have no interest in you. That's what they call me.
Why?
Because I have a lot of the, a lot of the entertainers at my job. They come over and they try to hustle. You know, they're trying to get work you up. You know, they're trying to work you. It's like pro wrestling. And my automatic response to them is, mm-hmm. I have no interest in you.
Yeah,
that is what I say all the time, and they don't know how to take it because it's not like a no thanks. It's I have no interest in you, and they don't know what to say, and they just go away.
But the ball's on the, like, you work for corporate.
I do, but they don't know that.
Okay, so they think you're just a,
they think I'm just like, you're like a regular.
Do you dress like this?
Yeah, this is how I dress. Actually, very close.
Maybe that's why.
No, I always wear a suit when I'm in the establishment.
Okay.
I've seen you,
like, you dress nice when you go to work.
Yeah.
But I think that's the balls on those women who
you
are
know
like.
What? So much, I give them so much credit.
Good for them.
I give them so much credit.
Make
guys.
A lot of money.
Let's talk about pro wrestling. We do have a lot to talk about. I want to remind everybody, if you really like the show, if you enjoy the show, we've been doing it for 200 episodes, go fund our Patreon, patreon.com/mattmenpodcast. That's patreon.com/mattmenpodcast. You can go fund us there. Also, buy your MetMen shirts and your GFQ shirts. ProWrestlingTees.com/MetMenPodcast. We also will be setting up an Amazon store soon.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, we have a lot of things planned. I just got to get my, you know, I'm for the first time in probably 5 months, I feel, no, probably 6-7 months, I feel like my life is kind of getting back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
I've adjusted to this working thing. Mm-hmm. I've adjusted to two small kids under 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm slowly gaining control of my bowels.
Good.
Yeah, I lost control of my bowels for a while.
Just constantly shitting.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing a lot of stuff here. January will be a new relaunch for stuff, new look, new stuff. So hang tight. But you can fund us by going to patreon.com/mattmenpodcast. That's a huge help. Also, the secret group has been created.
I saw
on
that.
Facebook.
Yeah.
If you are a patron of ours, email me at Andrew@GFQNetwork.com. I was thinking which email I'm giving that. Andrew@GFQNetwork.com. Email me, and I will expedite you getting access to the Facebook. I just need to know your Facebook name.
If you make a large enough Patreon donation, you can become an admin on that page.
You can. Yeah. Good. Let's hustle. Let's work, everybody.
Make everybody an admin.
Yeah, everybody's an admin.
Nothing gets done.
Nothing. Everybody just fights. Let's begin with the pay-per-view, and then we'll backtrack. Actually, Neville's gone.
Is that legitimately confirmed?
Yes, Neville's gone.
Total walkout.
It was not the FU walkout that people thought it was.
So
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, we did discuss Neville going, and I repeated by, this is not the first time that he asked for a release.
Right.
And it wasn't, and it came out. I had mentioned this months prior that people had been asking for releases mm-hmm. due to unhappiness. And after Neville, I said there's a couple other people that will be going home.
Right.
And Nia went home.
But she just went home.
she
didn't quit.
She did. Well,
she was tweeting everybody. She was tweeting all the SmackDown women to watch out. You know, I think that got blown way out of proportion.
I think she was growing frustrated. And the idea that she refused to do the job,
uh-huh.
and that's why she left. That's one part of it. You know, it's like when why did Austin leave? Austin didn't leave because mm-hmm. he refused to do the job to Lesnar. He just didn't want to do it on a random SmackDown.
He wanted the build.
He wanted the build. He thought this should be at a pay-per-view. But that you get. I always try to explain to people, when you have a lucrative job like working for the WWE, right? You're on TV. You're not making, Nia Jax is not rich, but she's
very well to do.
I'm sure she's taken care of by the company. I know how much she makes. I don't like talking about money, especially with the show, but she's making a good living. You don't one day say, I don't want to do this.
Right.
It doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. There's this growing frustration that happens.
Right.
Some, I'm sure she has a good reason to be mm-hmm. frustrated. Others, maybe it's your own neuroses and it's your own paranoia within this company, because that's mm-hmm. what happens in wrestling. You get paranoid.
Yeah.
Listen, I work closely with Capital Wrestling, mm-hmm. which, guys, I say this all the time, probably the best independent wrestling organization in the Northeast right now. And I work with them, and I see what they do, right? And I have limited time available mm-hmm. due to my position.
Right.
But if I was more involved, and I was in the nitty-gritty with them, mm-hmm. I'm sure a little bit of paranoia starts kicking in. You know, everybody gets a little worked up.
Sure,
and it's
not?
Just the business. It's just a psychotic industry.
Well, it's also people think that they need to be that way.
Everybody thinks that they need to be that way, and everybody's going to backstab you and whatever.
It's completely insane, too. When you posted that link yesterday on our Twitter page about Nia walking out,
I didn't, actually. That wasn't me. Somebody else tagged us, and then it went like apeshit.
It went really bananas, and I was like, this is exactly what's wrong with everything right now. One sentence led to like this stuff, and nobody knows the truth, but people read that one thing and they're like, oh, ever, blah, blah, blah. And then it went from that to you have no talent to you eat too much to
how dare you leave to you suck to you're too fat and then you're too ugly. And it just got
disgusting.
Why do you care? Listen, why are you mm-hmm. so affected by Nia Jax leaving the company, a secondary thought in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so affected? You know what? Listen, I I was having this discussion with my wife. I don't get worked up over shit like that.
Right, right.
Like the guy from What Culture, mm-hmm. right? Did you see what's happening with him? Or he was Adam,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so sorry. I've met the guy like 4 times.
Yeah.
Listen, nice enough guy.
Mm-hmm.
I have no opinion of
right.
the text messages that he's sending out yeah. to get chicks to send him naked pics.
Right.
And this guy goes, and I wrote something like, somebody was asking me, like, mm-hmm. what do you think? I said, I have no opinion of this. It's none of my yeah. freaking business. He goes, he's a sex predator. I go, in what capacity?
Right.
Well, he preys on people with psychological, you know, issues or mm-hmm. mental health issues to send him nude photos, and mm-hmm. he takes advantage of being in power.
Okay.
I said, if that is your representation of what happened, you're more than welcome to think that way. Mm-hmm. I have no opinion because I don't know exactly what he did. I'm not going to judge a person mm-hmm. based on a headline.
Right.
Listen.
Right. He owned up to whatever
he owned up to what he did. That's yeah. his business. I really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
This is honestly, I don't mm-hmm. care. I don't really give a shit. Do I go around asking random women for nudes?
Just me.
All the time. No, never. Listen, I'm not that guy.
Send me nudes.
Send me nudes. That's how you do.
Send me nudes.
You leave him like iMessage voicemails, not
with
even
the GIF,
texting
with a GIF.
Yeah, with the GIF. Yeah.
Should be dudes.
But it works on the other end too. Like, you know, Mia Khalifa.
Yeah,
Mia Khalifa is notorious for reposting athletes
that hit her up.
DMs
yeah,
to
yeah,
her.
I think that's hysterical.
You know, it's hysterical, but it's also like that's the culture we live in, where like everything is under such a microscope.
Everything is under a microscope.
And do you like conspiracy theories? Right?
I love conspiracy theories.
This is where
theories.
I get a little crazy.
You know, Stevie Richards and I spent 2 hours talking about flat Earth the other day.
Oh, beautiful. I know a guy who believes in that.
Oh, Stevie, I got to bring him on yeah. to talk about that.
So this is a conspiracy theory, and this is and I feel like this, and I'm sure I mentioned this on the show. All this shit with the internet and police, everybody policing each other and telling on each other and like all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
That's our police state that's going to turn into martial law
yeah.
within the next
not
25
years.
Not allowed
to say anything, you know.
Not allowed
to do
anything, not allowed to do anything, not allowed to have a private life. You're not allowed yeah. to have any desires that are yeah. not normal. On that Mia Khalifa thing, which is very interesting, where like
a former adult actress,
beautiful woman.
Yeah.
The comments directed at her are, "Yo, what gives you the right to say anything about anybody? You got banged on camera."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How is that an argument?
How is that an argument? To
you and me, that is not an argument.
I really think the internet has exposed I'm trying to come up with a word that doesn't offend people here, but I think it's exposed the unhingedness of most people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've said this for years. I think most people, this is going to be a long show, by the way.
Oh yeah.
We're going to get into wrestling. I swear to God, but everything ties in the unhingedness of majority of people I see on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. These are people that I know personally.
Right, right.
Like, I'm not talking about, like, it's easy to say, ah, oh, this guy's crazy and he's a stranger. But these are people that
yeah.
I know.
No, I know.
These are
yeah.
people that I respect or I understand. These are people that have lost it. And you start seeing this. You know, the Trump thing, I think the Trump thing kind of escalated a lot of this.
Yeah.
Where it just became a giant shit show of complaints.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And it's a lot of people. Listen, I'm not a Trump defender. I don't discuss politics yeah. ever.
Yeah.
I leave that for Justin Robert Young with his show, Politics, Politics,
can,
Politics.
Can I make a political joke?
Yeah, go ahead.
The weather in New York has been, like, Trump's campaign so far, dismal.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I like that. That's
weather.
Good. That's terrible. I like that. I don't get into politics at all. I don't. You're never gonna win.
No.
Especially with 140 characters.
You can't win at anything, by the way.
But it's become unbearable. I made the comment about how I've muted people.
Mm-hmm.
I've muted a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been muted on my timeline.
Yeah. Good.
And I put them in timeout.
Good.
For about a month.
Mm-hmm.
I probably deleted like 30 people after the election.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just couldn't freaking take it.
Okay.
But now this pile-on mentality has gone into every point.
Of everything.
Of everything. where when you yell and you scream and everything is a problem and mm-hmm. everything is racist and everything is homophobic and everything is misogynistic.
Yeah.
You take the impact of actual misogyny and racism and everything else and homophobia. You take the actual real effects of it
mm-hmm.
and you make it you blend it with everything else.
Right.
Right? It just becomes a pile of shit mm-hmm. and it's just noise now.
Yeah.
We have to kind of be a little bit reserved and say, is this a real complaint for me to have? I saw something that was this girl was piling on about how her boss made a comment to her because she uses the bathroom a lot. She goes on a bathroom break constantly.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she doesn't have like, I don't want to go too much into detail about the person because I don't know, I don't want to expose somebody, but she went into detail about how her boss now harasses her every time she goes to take a break. She goes, "You're taking another bathroom break?"
Mm-hmm.
And she turned that into like, because I'm a woman, he's doing that. But in reality,
it's taking too many breaks.
She's taking way too many freaking breaks. and no boss wants to see you getting up every 10 minutes and leaving for 15 minutes.
Right.
If you have some sort of medical issue, you should tell your boss.
Right.
Or else it looks like you're a slacker. And she made it into like, because I'm a woman, he's targeting me and he's doing this. You know what? You just took a valid complaint and you made it into your own personal thing and you're pointing a finger here and you're making it into something it's not.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy's sick of you taking a piss every 20 seconds, or maybe you're a crappy employee.
That could be it, too.
If you're a great employee, your boss is not going to complain that you're taking bathroom breaks too often.
Andrew, it's 2017. People don't think they suck at anything.
People don't. No.
I'll tell you, let's get back into wrestling, but before that, there's two things I like to live my life by, which is I think it's pretty fair that like it's a good rationale if you're ever wondering what to do. Number one, be a good person.
Yeah, sure.
Number two, don't be a bitch.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you do and women.
Do those two things. Yeah. And I think you'll be okay. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying that's the secret of life, but I think that's a pretty decent, like, you know what?
Yeah.
Before you go and tweet AJ Styles about his too sweet and if Vince McMahon wrote it for him, think about what a bitch you are.
Yeah.
Just guys, enjoy, do I really want to do this?
don't be a dweeb mm-hmm. that gets punched in the face. Let's talk about, send a paper. Listen. Is that how he does it, you think? You think that's what he does? He just preys on. He had a weird boob thing, too. That was weird in that message. Did you see that?
No.
He's like,
I don't
care. You're 19 years old. You must have big, firm boobs.
Boobs.
I'm not into boobs.
No?
I actually find it weird when guys are really into them.
Why?
I don't know. That's not my deal.
Titties are awesome, man.
I don't know. When you're like, big boobs.
Big boobs. Well, I mean, then you're hanging out with the wrong kind of men.
Yeah.
What a thing
for a 30-year-old man to say, your boobs.
I'll tell you.
What that's a dweebish thing to do, you know?
I'll tell you a funny story later.
I'll rag him on that. Yeah, tell me later.
Wrestling.
Okay, so.
Do you want to go through the pay-per-view?
No, I just want to complain about life. The pay-per-view was pretty good. I enjoyed it. And then people were shitting on it. I watched that pay-per-view. I was excited for the pay-per-view. For people who don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
The mumps and measles have broken out.
Meningitis, mumps, the measles, the mumps.
The MMR. The MMR.
Crohn's disease.
Crohn's disease.
Everybody got
cirrhosis of the liver.
I think leprosy made a comeback over the weekend.
Crazy. So guys are out sick, and WWE had to think quickly and give a decent pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought AJ Styles in from Argentina. He flew 18 hours back and forth.
Dude.
Went to Argentina, flew him back. He did the pay-per-view. Had a phenomenal match.
And no pun intended.
With Finn Balor. I thought it was a very good match. Match of the year candidate for WWE. Definitely not a match of the year candidate for pro wrestling this year.
Okay.
I don't even know if I would put in a top 10 of best matches I've seen.
Really?
Yeah. It was a great match.
Uh-huh.
Great match.
It was awesome.
With what we have seen in pro wrestling, this is probably the best year for match quality.
Yeah.
I'll
admit this.
Yeah.
I was pretty damn stoned when I watched
it. Oh, me too. I was stoned too.
And I thought it was so awesome. I kind of don't want to watch it sober.
Oh, you thought it was like the best thing ever?
The two moments I went nuts for was the AJ's Pele kick. Because Balor was on the third rope.
Yeah, that was very good.
I lost my shit. And then, if you're eating something and you kind of just exploded all over yourself, that's what happened. And
what are you doing, like a pastrami sandwich? That's what I picture you doing, just pastrami everywhere.
And when Finn hit the coup de grace,
yeah,
and he looked like
he planted that,
nailed him.
It was like it was like a gymnast, you know.
And I lost it, but
very good.
What a
very
great match.
Yeah, very good match. I thought the Shield and Kurt Angle thing was actually a really fun match.
Mm-hmm.
It was total chaos.
That was awesome,
dude. I have to tell you, they Kurt Angle was bizarre.
It's that thousand yard stare, dude.
Man, it was. He was, you know, I saw him wrestle, not personally, but I saw him wrestle like right before WrestleMania.
Right.
Right? Because he wrestled Zack Sabre Jr. and he did like a whole thing.
Right, yeah.
He did like his goodbye tour. The dude was moving like he's always moved.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he wasn't like whacked.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, nerves play a huge part in this. 11 years he hasn't wrestled in WWE. You know, I'm sure it plays a major part, but he was like stiff, you know, like really robotic. His moves weren't.
Yeah, yeah.
His moves were perfect when he was wrestling, but like when he was just standing there, it was like a weird old man.
You know what? I disagree with that. You know why?
Why?
I think because
the Shield outfit, it was just too heavy.
I never wrestled in boots like this.
It
was probably mad comfortable. Those vests are comfortable. All right. So this is my theory on that. And I thought about the same thing. And I was like, you know what? When he was doing his farewell tour and all the TNA stuff, it was always like one-on-one matches or triple threats, right? He hasn't wrestled in WWE ring for 11 years. He, ever since he became GM, you know, when he wrapped up his indie tour, maybe he has a little bit of ring rust, right?
Yeah.
I think he was perfectly fine. All the rest of those dudes in the match, super kinetic MFers.
Yeah, and they're very quick. What it was.
It could have been him just being like, yo, I don't remember anybody being this quick. Like in his heyday, who was as quick as all the dudes he was in the ring with? Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Listen, man, he was those guys, but you put him in an environment where, you know, Sting wasn't in that match.
Right.
You know? You put him in an environment where it's the best of the best, essentially. It's the top guys right now that are moving around. You have Balor and you have Dean, which are really, you're right, they're like frantic and they're quick and they jump. Seth, what did I say?
Balor.
Balor. Why do I keep doing that?
Because you're...
I got a hole in my brain.
Thinking about that demon.
I am thinking about that demon. My God, you know, the angle slam looked good. The suplexes looked good.
Everything looked good, man.
Everything looked good, man. But you're right, that thousand-yard stare.
When they showed up at the top of... When they hit the music, like Sierra Hotel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Dean and Seth come out like super hyped up and they're getting the crowd going. And then Angle's standing behind them just like he wants to kill everybody. Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. You know what I wish he did? I wish he did the mouth guard.
So a lot of people are very disappointed that we didn't get the Kurt Angle. I honestly thought that he would go in the back, change, and come with the straps, you know? It's quite possible that he's not in shape right now.
Okay.
Very possible. You know, so the story is, this is what it was going to be. He passed his medicals a while ago.
Yeah.
The plan was for Survivor Series to have him lead one team,
sure,
and then Shane lead the other, possibly lead into a Shane versus Kurt Angle match.
I'd love that. And at then, Rumble? Hell yeah.
And then that kind of leads into Hunter to some extent.
Okay.
Right? Now the options have kind of opened up. You got Shane. Listen, man. Angle versus Daniel Bryan.
Oh, boy.
It's a possibility. It's all a possibility.
Well, now this is kind of like good timing in a weird way.
Shane versus Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm. You get all these weird matchups, and also Kurt could 100% say, you know what? I'm going to lead the Survivor Series team. I'm going to be the captain.
I think that's what's going to happen. Yeah. At the end of the day, that will probably be the option where it's Kurt leading Raw and then Shane leading SmackDown.
And then Raw just destroys SmackDown.
I don't know who would win that.
SmackDown won last year.
So maybe SmackDown will... Something might happen. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe Daniel Bryan turns on Shane.
That'd be amazing.
You saw that right?
I'd like to see that.
I saw that. I saw a little something.
It's your fault.
Yeah. You have a couple matches for him. Listen, you got Angle Brock.
Mm-hmm.
You got Angle Hunter. You got Angle Shane.
Mm-hmm.
I
want to see Angle Roman, honestly.
Angle Jordan.
Angle Strowman.
No, they won't do that. They won't do Angle Strowman. He needs a guy that he could kind of move with.
Roman.
Angle, maybe.
That's a headline. That's the headline of a Raw pay-per-view.
Angle versus Roman?
Yeah, 100%.
So I thought that match was fun. They killed Strowman.
Dude, like that.
He's dead, right?
He's. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
That match went 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Tell me that was not, for a match of that caliber with this many people, tell me that did not have a million storytelling up and downs. It was complete from top to bottom.
It was frantic, yeah.
Loved it. I thought it was amazing. They did a great job with the injury, the Kane thing, the Braun Strowman stuff, the Miz. You know, like, everybody played their part extremely well. Did Meltzer release his rating for it?
He did, yeah. 4.25.
That's great, man. Sasha Banks, Alicia Fox. Okay. That's kind of, it's weird that it was on the pre-show. I kind of like that they're giving Alicia Fox a little bit of a push now.
Yeah, very interesting that now they're doing this.
She deserves it. Asuka and Emma. People took a effing dump on this match. I really enjoyed it.
Asuka,
I
Emma. So I understand both points.
Okay.
Right? I really do. I understand that you're bringing Asuka in as this killing machine from NXT, and you're putting her against Emma, someone that has not been on a pay-per-view ever, and someone that has not won in a very long time. She wanted to face Asuka, but she's not done anything.
Yeah.
Emma is a phenomenal wrestler, a very good athlete. I like her. I like the character even. But to have a competitive back and forth match with, I actually defended their booking initially.
Okay.
And then I thought about it, and I saw what they did with her on Raw, because they had the rematch where it was a little shorter, but it was still back and forth.
Yeah.
You kind of took the, I know that you had to display what Asuka's capable of.
Right.
And her, you know, wrestling ability, but you could have done it in a way that it wasn't so two-sided.
You okay?
Yeah, but
was that a yawn? I'm crying.
Yeah, it was a yawn. No, it was both. Actually.
A shark?
No, it was sneezing.
You gave me a very coy look. I was like, "What's happening?"
You're now
like,
"My leg is cramping."
You know what I mean?
Send me nudes.
Send me nudes. If anybody wants to listen, men and women, you want to send the Matt and Men podcast?
You want nudes?
Twitter your nudes?
You want dude?
Send us your
dude nudes.
Send
dude
us your nudes.
Yeah. Send it all to Rich.
Great.
I want butts. I want man butts.
Boobs.
Like really muscular, just one. Mm-hmm. I want like
just one butt cheek.
Gluteus maximus. Yeah, like I want like really, really jacked up butt cheeks.
Like super. So you want
gluteus maximus. That was Rikishi's original name Vince gave him.
There you go. Love it. All right, go ahead. Showcasing Asuka.
So I at first I was like, no, it was a good competitive match and both got over. Asuka won and Emma kind of had a competitive match. You know, in hindsight now, looking back, it could have been a one-sided match. And it didn't have to be Emma. It could have been anybody.
It could, totally could have been anybody.
Yeah.
But you know what? It reminds you that Emma's there for a reason. I love Emma. I've always liked her. Even when she was doing the wacky this thing.
I liked it. Yeah. I like heel Emma. Like when she came out with like the Super Saiyan outfit.
Yes.
The Ginyu Squad shoulder pads.
We had Cedric and Rich Swann defeat Gentleman Jack and Brian Kendrick 8 minutes. I thought for what it was, that was a great cruiser match. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss defeated Mickie James. Decent enough match. 11 minutes. I really love Alexa Bliss. I think she may be the best female promo in the company.
Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss is, as a character?
I think as a character, and I think when they let her go off on the mic. Monday is a good example about how she was dissecting the two suite between Finn and AJ and making fun of the crowd for liking it.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Genius.
Yeah, she's. I really like her as a heel. Guys freaking latched on to the biscuit butt thing.
Oh, forget it.
People. What does that mean, by the way? What is a biscuit
butt?
She's
got a little butt.
What does that mean?
I think it means she's got a little butt.
Does it mean that it's a little butt, or does it mean that it's like a you eat too many, you know, gravy and biscuits?
No, I think it's like,
and you got a butt going.
No, I think it's like she's got like a tiny little butt, like a biscuit butt. I think that's what it
I've
means.
I've never heard butt. That ever said, but guys freaking lost their minds.
My buddy Tony Skaggs
I hate like dudes, yeah. You know?
This is my buddy Tony Skaggs texted me that night and he was like, "Hey, is this is this the return of like the sexy era in wrestling? And I was like, no, that was like, that's like with the broad panty stuff, like that's gone. But you'll still get like the women are beautiful now, but you'll get dudes that those bros who have their Twitter profiles are like USA football WWE fan Alexa Bliss's ass. Like that's their profile. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I think is hysterical, but that's like weird, the bros, you know, like those dudes. Those dudes are funny.
Do we need to be dude crazy for wrestling chicks when you have pornography on every freaking website?
Monster trucks, Alexa Bliss's ass. Yeah. It's like in the same profile.
Male feminist too.
Hashtag MAGA. yeah, dude. Whatever, man. Like, listen, it's not a secret that dudes are gross. Now we just see all of it because of the internet.
Yeah, diarrhea of the mouth.
And not only that, but like, you know what? You can have a fake, a completely made up Twitter account with 2,000 followers, and it's just like, you don't even, it's an anonymous Twitter thing, you know? And like the dude will just post Alexa's butts all day, you know? I think there are like a ton of Divas Butts Twitters out there.
It has to be, yeah. You know? It has to be.
Enzo versus Kalisto. I'm really liking Enzo as
I like this heel Enzo.
Heel cruiser. It's fantastic. He's bringing more eyes on the product. He popped the division.
He did.
Yeah. He past month, dude. They've been putting on. Think about how strong the cruiser started with TJP and the tournament and all that.
Yeah.
And then it kind of plateaued. And what was it, like 6 weeks ago when Enzo brought more eyes to it? The cruisers have been in better programs.
I think the cruisers are in a way better program right now. Yeah. Shockingly, they don't. You know, I really think Cedric needs to
grow personality.
Is it that, or they need to? I love Cedric Alexander.
He's amazing. He's an amazing in-ring worker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like he's got everything.
I think he needs to get out of that cruiserweight division.
Nah, I think he needs to be there for anything. He needs to knock Enzo off. I like the team of Enzo and Mustafa. Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, I like
hysterical.
That too. Yeah, I like that Mustafa Ali kind of dresses like Enzo now. Yeah, he dresses like a Persian drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
We need more Persians in wrestling. I've decided.
Do we?
Yeah, I like Arya Daivari. Big fan of him.
I think Wrestling Blew its load with the Sheik, with Iron Sheik.
The Iron Sheik. You think that was the surplus of Persians?
Yep, that was it.
I was watching. My favorite thing in wrestling is when you have a Persian manager or like a Persian heel and they start screaming in Farsi.
Yeah, yeah.
I absolutely love it because I pop every time because I could understand every other word.
Mm-hmm.
And my father thinks it's so funny when he hears them doing that. I love the heel foreign, like the foreign Persian heel. And I think Daivari was phenomenal. I just watched Muhammad Hassan get beat up by Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania. What was that? 23. I just watched that, and Daivari was phenomenal.
Daivari's awesome. Ethnically, I think we have the greatest WWE roster of
all
time.
Dude, you wrote that, and people gave you so much shit for that.
Well, I wrote, the thing I wrote was for our African American fans, basically, like, is this the greatest time for like black
to be
wrestlers?
A black wrestler? To be a black wrestler, is this the best time to, I guess, just in the industry?
Yeah.
And a lot of people said, yeah. Absolutely.
I think so.
I mean, look, the industry has changed and society has changed. It's great. And then there were other people that were like, not at all. We don't have a black world champion. Well, listen, we don't have an Armenian world champion.
We did Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins. Yeah, we do, actually. Yeah, sorry. We'd have had it. You're right. You know what? It's not a great time.
But I think the point of that, what I wanted to make was like, it's the most ethnically dense roster.
It is ethnically dense, yeah.
I think that's ever been in a company. And over three brands in the same company, you know, like they did the expansion to China. You have a couple of Chinese dudes. You have
Japanese.
You got
the English.
You got Indians. You got like Latinos from different parts of the world.
Yeah.
Scottish, Irish, like all the whites, all the Indians.
You got all the whites.
You know, like
you got the Bostonians. You got the New Yorker.
You got Rusev.
You got Italian stereotypes.
You got
Eastern Europeans. You got Samoans.
Forget it. You got everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. They're trying to make, because they're an East Coast promotion, they're trying to make it look like
New York.
You're walking
like
down.
Queens. Yeah. Queens Center Mall. Yeah, you want to get a glimpse of what the WWE roster is like? Go to the Queens Center Mall.
Yeah,
just a really crappy version of it,
or the corner of Canal and Broadway downtown. Yeah.
Go to any halal cart in the city. Halil. I thought it was a decent paper.
Your rednecks?
You do? Do we have a redneck? Is he a redneck?
The biggest redneck.
He is the biggest redneck.
I loved it. I love the pay-per-view. Jason Jordan versus Elias. What'd you think about that?
Okay, so I thought it was beyond hysterical, okay? Because it was so unexpected. Jason Jordan came out with a shopping cart of vegetables and started throwing it at Elias Sampson. And Elias Sampson broke the wall and he started laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
Was he supposed to laugh?
I don't know, man, but that's, I think... That's Vince's vaudevillian, like fantasy.
Now go get tomatoes.
Oh, throw those tomatoes at him.
Dude, and he nailed him with that celery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He nailed him in the face. And Jason Jordan, I mean, he's laughing. I thought that was actually way funnier than most people.
Yeah. Elias is awesome.
Dude, Elias is really good. He's not a bad worker.
Nope. Natural heat.
Heat magnet.
Can sing.
And he's funny.
Yeah.
Like, there's depth to the character. Yep. I didn't realize, you know, I've been watching Raw, on and off on mute, because I've been like doing a lot of stuff, so I haven't really seen Elias's promos as much as I should. And then I watched some of his stuff the other day, and I'm like, oh my god, the guy has so much personality. Mm-hmm. Like he's not bad.
He can manipulate the crowd.
Yeah, he's very good at that. Good heel. I like it.
I like him. Jason. Him and Jason Jordan are a good program. I think
we need like a buddy cop with them. We'll talk about SmackDown and a buddy cop. Stranger Things is coming next week.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
I'm loving that. So I thought it was a good pay-per-view. I enjoyed Raw.
Yeah.
Raw was good. The beatdown was good. Shane, you know, invaded.
Mm-hmm.
We did not see a SmackDown invasion. And we won't see one next week.
Right.
Because they're in the UK, right? Is Raw in the UK? I think Raw's in the UK.
It's going to be pre-taped.
Is it pre-taped? Yeah, Raw's in the UK. So that won't happen next week. But... getting close to SummerSlam. I think the SummerSlam is their big return pay-per-view now, if you notice.
Survivor Series.
Thank you. I got a hole in my fucking
brain. We're going
brain.
Back in time right now. SummerSlam
is
next.
I really think I got a hole in my brain at this point.
Are you going to be okay later when we go out?
Yeah, later I'll be okay. I got to take a happy pill in a little bit.
You got one for me?
No, I don't.
Well,
maybe.
I'm not coming.
Maybe. I don't, actually. I have nothing. I do have TRT, though, if you want.
I don't want TRT.
If you want to put some cream by your groin, I got that for you. I thought Raw was good. SmackDown, I really enjoyed. Sami Zayn is awesome as a heel. My God, right? Okay, let me just take this.
What a douche.
And this is what I've been saying. The WWE is a perfect heel territory, okay?
Yeah.
They suck when it comes to baby faces. They cannot... Mm-hmm. Book a baby face.
Well, it's tough if you have like...
God, it's so hard.
Like white meat, blue-eyed baby face.
They can't do it. They can't do it. They don't know how to create a baby face with depth.
It's hard. I feel like, you know, like because they... Here's the thing.
By the way,
like,
Joe Girardi has been canned as manager of the Yankees.
They lost... when wrestling was, I don't want to say more predictable, but for example... Like when you really want to see somebody turn face,
okay.
I feel like that those moments haven't really happened too often. You know what I mean? Like lately, for example, I really want to see a Kevin Owens face run. Right? I think he'll be over.
But how much of a face would he be?
Right.
You know, like that's people forget that,
like the Hogan John Cena.
Listen, I love a white meat baby face as much as, you know, if done properly. You know, right now, who is a white meat baby face that is over? Johnny Gargano.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Great example. White meat baby face, totally freaking over. Give me another one.
Roddy.
Roderick Strong?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roddy's over.
Give me a guy on the main roster.
Bobby Roode?
He's not. He's not a white meat baby face. He's not.
Let's see. Yeah, there's a lot of gray area. I think it's like, it's tough, man, because like we're in an interesting era where like the heels are so dominant, you know, But even, and like, I always think of Austin when, you know, like Austin would show up and just stun everybody and the crowd went nuts. But Austin was never really like a white meat babyface. He was a brawler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he beat up his boss. He beat up everybody.
He was not a babyface. He was actually a likable.
He's an anti-hero.
He was a vigilante. He was an anti-hero. Yeah.
A vigilante Sting.
John Cena's probably the last pure white meat babyface.
But he's not because he was booed. Give me a white meat babyface where the crowd was behind.
Kurt Angle.
Kurt
Angle on Sunday.
They still chant, "You suck."
I think now it's term of endearment, you know.
But give me a white meat babyface.
Sammy was a
white meat babyface, and they didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah.
This
freshened him up a
little
bit.
They just
though.
Don't know. Heels, it's so easy to be a good heel.
The Usos were white meat babyface?
They were. They were white meat babyface.
New Day.
New Day white meat babyface. Absolutely.
Completely over.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. You know what? That's probably the only one that they have right now.
And there's three dudes that are over in that capacity.
Yeah.
I kind of like.
Bailey.
I think Bailey just kind of suffered some kind of like setback.
Daniel Bryan, white meat babyface.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan, 100%. So, but this territory cannot, they have such a difficult time getting a white meat babyface over. They just can't.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give Sami Zayn this option to be a heel, you know, he's going to take this ball and run with it.
Yeah.
And you can show so much personality.
It's, you know what it is? I think it's also different because like if you look at the roster in Japan, like you can have the white meat babyface and the crowd will... Love them.
Yeah.
Tanahashi.
Okada's not a white meat babyface. Yeah. Okada's like, he has attitude.
He has he's got attitude.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
From the island of Japan. He's got attitude.
Okada.
Yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough. New Day's definitely it, I think. Would you consider Balor a white meat babyface? I think so.
No, because he's the demon. Remember.
It's all right.
He's a demon.
That demon makeup was awesome on Sunday.
Yeah, very
I'm
well
glad done. It wasn't the pumpkin.
Okada is technically a heel,
right.
Actually. Technically.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But he's a respected
villain. Who else is in
heel.
Chaos?
Respected villain.
Yeah. He's a respected. I don't know. Well, he's like this weird in between.
Mm-hmm.
I thought SmackDown was good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that Randy Orton match with Sami Zayn.
Yes, yeah.
I like the finish.
Great ending.
Great ending. Set up, you know, Kevin Owens and Randy Orton for the next show. Might be a new... Randy Orton needs to go heel.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, this guy, I keep telling people, he needs to get off TV for a couple months. Put on a couple pounds. You know, like, put on, like, muscle, like, fat muscle.
Yeah.
You know? Well, the freaking beard, come in and just be a grizzled heel.
He can't wait to turn heel.
I know. I know he can't wait to get fat. But that's what he was like, saying in a promo, in an interview.
That's right. He did Edge and Christian, and he was just like, I can't, you know, I just want to. Well, because he was like, I really like the deal with the Wyatts because I could wear a shirt.
I could wear a shirt.
And just eat everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shawn Michaels apparently challenged Gargano to a... ab competition.
It's going to be an NXT TakeOver Houston.
Yeah. Apparently Shawn Michaels is in the best shape of his life.
Sure. Why not? I think Vince is still rubbing him from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
What was that beep?
I don't know.
The bomb going off?
What oh, no.
I think this is the rip from 2 years ago. Mm. Well, he's at the Performance Center now. Yeah. You know, he's in the ring.
He's working out all day long.
it's awesome.
You think they placed him there, give him a lot of money so he can get the itch again?
I think so. Yeah. I think that was part of it.
Imagine if he headlined
one more match.
Imagine if he headlined an NXT pay-per-view.
Who would he wrestle?
Anybody.
Give me a guy. Who would he wrestle?
Eric Young.
Eric Young and Shawn Michaels.
Sure.
That would be actually really interesting to see. No, he doesn't want to come.
That'd
Listen,
be a fun
he
match.
He had the offer for, you know, he didn't want to do AJ.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to do last pay-per-view. I think at the end, if he does have one more match, it'll be Hunter's retirement.
Okay.
But I don't ever see Hunter retiring.
Roman Reigns. Shawn Michaels, Roman Reigns.
I don't want to see that.
it's always going to be Roman.
Yeah. I don't want to see that. So I think it's, you know, we're in a very interesting moment right now with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Were you happy with the road so far?
I'm digging it, man. But you know me, like I'm a passenger in this. Like I don't need to rock the boat. I enjoy it. If I see something I don't like, I'll express it, but not in a fashion that is unbecoming of a gentleman.
You know, people like to complain and they hate on stuff and they pick sides. But if you really look at it, I mean, just look at the whole industry. This was really the best year ever for match 100%. Quality. For match quality for between PWG, which now, you know, people are turning on PWG now.
Because it's not cool anymore.
You can't get in.
Yeah. Who cares? Again, don't be a bitch.
Yeah. People are complaining. People are turning on PWG for being an elitist.
Great.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Just buy the DVD and enjoy the matches.
Great year for wrestling. I think next year is going to be even better. Not only do you have great WWE storylines and matchups and crazy returns and like all this stuff and like the guys who are on top of the card, just the entire roster of WWE, all the stuff that's going on, Ring of Honor and Bullet Club and New Japan, the Cody Rhodes stuff, taking the Bullet Club stuff to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, like he's the king of the indies right now.
He really is. And you know what? Yeah. Ring of Honor, best year ever, best business they've ever done. And people a year ago were talking about, you know, they're on a decline. This is not good. They don't have talent. They don't have storylines. They're running on Japan. Everything is Japan. They're still, the Japanese thing is still.
It's there.
It's there. But they've done a great job with Cody being the world champion.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it really, I'm watching these promos and I'm thinking, my God, this feels like a second, the number two company.
Right. Yeah. They're like, he's projecting that aura of. Like the not to be trifled with world champ.
It really, it's interesting because Cody's, he's making bread.
100%.
This is what TNA could never do. Okay?
Be cool?
TNA could never be cool.
Yeah.
It you know how close they were to bring the Bullet Club into TNA?
How close?
With the licensing and everything.
Really?
Very close at one point.
But then they were like, yo, aces and eights, bro.
No, this is after aces and eights. But they can't execute. You know, you have all these great ideas, and at the end, like, by the way, TNA, I'm not shitting on TNA. TNA does great TV now. Every week, their TV's really good. It's just you can't get the stink off of it. Can you imagine if Cody, and Cody was in TNA. What did he do?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. He feuded with Moose.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. He did nothing. There was no... It was just
not cool.
Him, it was just Cody there. It was another WWE guy. You don't look at Cody in Ring of Honor and be like, oh, just another WWE guy.
Nah, man. Like, that dude's making a name. He's still building that name.
He's doing what his dad did.
The thing about Cody that I love is that he passively kind of trolls people and obviously everybody who's watching, and you know and I know this, that the wrestling social media is just
toxic.
It's the most, one of the most toxic things. So anytime any news blurb comes out, everybody will get tweeted about it. Like superstars and wrestlers, everybody. And like, I think what really gets me is when you try to get over with somebody and you're like, F him, right, bro.
Yeah.
And he's like, actually, no, like I really, because he invited them to, he invited the McMahons to the next Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I legitimately want them to come. You know, this is not a knock on anybody. Like, I have no ill will towards anybody.
How great would that be if Vince showed up? He's like, God damn it, I'm going to go to Ring of Honors.
Take all my Ring money. Of Honors.
Ring of Honors.
I'm going to Ring of Honors.
Take all my money.
I'm going to sit right in the front.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin Kelly, you piece of garbage. Piece of shit.
He's just heckling Kevin Kelly.
That would be amazing if, like,
I think Kevin Kelly's not there anymore.
If somebody just showed up from the McMahons and like hung out and was like, how you doing? You know, because this is, think about it, man. 5 years from now, where's Cody gonna be?
Probably back,
right?
Yeah,
surprise entrance in the Royal Rumble. Hopefully, with good storylines. You know, put him in the world title hunt. At some point, you know, but he's still building that brand and that legacy, you know. And I think now with what he's doing, he's showing, because listen, people think Vince is senile and the WWE is blind to everything.
He's not senile and they're not blind to everything. They have a plan and they're sticking with it.
They pick
and this
and choose.
Is what their decision is. You know, you got to always wonder, like, look at Bond, right? James Bond. James Bond has changed every couple of years.
Right.
Right. So sometimes you have, who would you say was the best Bond?
Between Sean Connery and I love Daniel Craig.
Okay. Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig was a phenomenal James Bond. Sean Connery, phenomenal James Bond. Who was the one before Daniel Craig? I liked him.
Pierce Brosnan?
I like Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
I liked him just because he looked like Bond. I didn't care for his acting. But sometimes you got Bonds that are not that great.
Timothy Dalton.
Okay, Timothy Dalton. Perfect. Sometimes in wrestling, you got top guys that you love. And sometimes you got guys that they attempt to push to the number one spot that aren't great. The problem with wrestling is that no matter how many times we say that this is a TV show and this isn't real, people still act as if it's real and that you could change it.
Right?
Like, people really can't tell the difference between Roman Reigns and the character and then Joe, whatever, the person.
Right.
There's no separation. So when they say, fuck Roman Reigns, I hate him, they really dislike this man.
Right, the man.
The man of Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
They don't... It's still so kayfabe, this business. Yeah. And no matter how smartened up these people
100%.
Get... 100%. Listen, no matter how smartened up and how everything is open now, or the business is exposed, you can say that as much as you want, but when grown men are groaning...
Yeah.
At the concept of Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Maybe this is the new kayfabe.
Yeah, look inside yourself. Maybe you got an issue with the Roman Reigns in your heart.
Maybe, yeah.
I think what drives me up a wall is Jericho was trolling Kenny Omega this week.
Oh, yeah, and people lost their minds. How dare he say this?
Hysterical stuff. Like, I think that's the big issue with everything. Yo.
Everything is literal.
Be in on the fucking joke.
Nobody can be in on
that's
the joke.
That's the best part about
it. How dare you say that? Yeah, you could be joking. Somebody, I read one of the comments and it goes, for someone that came from small time wrestling, that's terrible for you to say. How about all the other wrestlers that are reading this post? Don't you think they feel bad that you're heckling, you know, small time wrestling and that you're an, like, almost like you're being an elitist and you're making other wrestlers feel bad emotionally. And I'm thinking, you don't realize that he's working?
Right.
He's like, this a work? He doesn't ever feel like that. He likes Kenny Omega. He has nothing about, like, everybody's in on it. This is like a...
Please be in on it. That's what I like. Please be in on the joke.
I don't think people realize.
How much more fun would you have in life if you're a fan of something and you're just in on it from the get-go?
You saw the Deadspin story about how Kurt Angle needs to be saved from himself?
Oh, Jesus.
You saw that?
Yeah.
This guy wrote the story. He was he wrote a story about how Kurt Angle's going to kill himself in the ring. He's going to die in a ring. And like I go, listen, man, why does everything have to be negative? He wrestled. He felt good. He wanted to do it. Don't you think he knows better than we do on what he's capable of doing?
Dude, we live in a reality TV era.
This guy has kids. Like, he has small children. You don't think he's thinking, like, why do you have to be the voice? Like, why can't he be intelligent enough to determine, maybe I shouldn't be wrestling if I have these issues?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Like, I think it's up to the guy. Like, Daniel Bryan, people are losing their minds. Like, I said... Again, I got asked the other day online. By the way, if you have questions, submit them.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a Q&A at the end. I got asked, what do you think of, you know, Daniel Bryan coming back?
Right.
And I said, he's going to wrestle. 100% he's going to wrestle. And someone goes, yeah, but the lesions. And so I explained.
The lesions.
the lesions. Like, and it's not the same
covered
lesion.
In lesions.
So, and I'll explain it again. And for people who don't know the situation, Daniel Bryan went to a doctor and he got cleared. He cleared the impact test. He cleared all the in-ring tests. He cleared all the medical tests. He got cleared. Then they sent him to another doctor. He got cleared again. Then they sent him to a medical facility, and he got cleared again. They didn't want... Listen, you want to go into conspiracy theories? I think they kind of wanted him on the back burner to push whatever agenda they had. Okay, fine. But when he went for this new testing... For concussion, you know, CTE and stuff like that, they showed that he had a lesion on his brain.
Mm-hmm.
And when he read the report, and WWE initially read the report, they looked at this as, because it's a new type of testing. Their doctors really aren't familiar with it. They freaked the fuck out. And they said, no, you can't wrestle. Now, the doctor that conducted the test contacted Daniel Bryan after, I think, reading his book. And he said, wait a minute, no, you're misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's a spot. Like, it's not as bad as you think it is to have a lesion. It's not as terrible as you think it is.
Yeah.
And then their mentality kind of, Daniel Bryan's like, oh, wait a minute. So they started doing research and they realized, by the way, he has gotten tested again. Yeah. And he's fine. He's fine to wrestle.
Except for all the mumps, the meningitis, the leprosy, the plague.
A
little bit of polio.
He's fine to wrestle. He has to obviously wrestle smarter because he's 30-something years old.
Right.
And he can't do the shit that he did 10 years ago.
Right.
But that's with age. That's with change. That's with the industry. You change your style. Look at AJ Styles. He's doing 50% of what he used to do.
Yeah, and it's still,
as far as dangerous maneuvers,
and it still looks amazing.
It still looks amazing. But
Jericho, like,
Chris Jericho too. Yeah, Chris Jericho too. So when you, why did this freeze? I don't know why this froze. When you are talking about,
you should pause this.
I don't know what happened here. No, there we go. When you talk about Daniel Bryan, being a danger to himself, and that we need to, you know, tell him not to wrestle. Mm-hmm. You don't know his goddamn medical history.
Yeah,
and you have to not govern what other people are doing. If you think Daniel Bryan is going to put his life in danger by exposing himself to something that could be traumatic to his life after having a kid and a wife, you know what? Then he shouldn't even be in the business.
Right.
They should have him off TV if that's what people thought. Because if you are that stubborn, there's more of a core issue with you.
Right.
I don't think if he got news that 100% he's going to have a problem if he wrestles, I don't think he would ever wrestle again. Same with Kurt Angle, same with a lot of these guys.
We are in a very much reality TV era of everything in fandom, social-wise, wrestling-wise especially. You know, it's kind of interesting when you see like these reports or these stories that are so depressing and dramatic because that's what people are addicted to. It's all clickbait. Yeah. It's all clickbait nonsense. It's also people trolling, getting a rise out of everybody. There's like everything negative. I'm very happy that our show is we're still positive dudes, and we don't get the Twitter trolls like a lot of other people do.
No, because we don't really engage with that. But you also get what your audience is.
And we got a lot of beautiful people.
Yeah, we do, because of the show that we do, we're not overly negative. We're critical of certain things, but we're not going to yell and scream and throw our hands up in the air and start acting like a frantic lunatic because Roman Reigns won. At the end of the day, it doesn't impact my goddamn life.
No, it doesn't.
It is, you know where on my importance of life Roman Reigns' win-loss record is?
Number two?
Number four.
Right behind your kids?
Right behind Roman my Reigns. Kids, yeah. it's zero.
Yeah. Listen, enjoy it. Be in on the joke. Just love it for what it is. It's awesome. Pro wrestling is one of the greatest things ever of all time. And don't say, oh, when it's done right. No, all the time. Even when it's done wrong. The Shockmaster falling on his face, classic moment. Amazing. They turn chicken shit into chicken salad day in and day out. They took Roman Reigns, their top guy, getting the mumps into a returning Kurt Angle. They took Bray Wyatt out of the picture and had AJ Styles versus Finn Balor. If that was WWE listening to the fans, that's what I want to see more of.
Yeah.
Think about it. They flew this dude 16 hours just so he could too sweet Finn Balor in the middle of the ring. And it was amazing. You know? Do not... I feel like, yes, take a shit on wrestling, but don't really take a shit on wrestling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, like, you're not writing it. You're not working for it. You're not a wrestler. You're an armchair booker. And, you know, if that's what you want to do, keep it to yourself. Don't be a bitch.
So Ricochet, I agree with you. Ricochet has informed promoters that he is not taking any indie bookings after January.
And he just wants nudes.
He just wants nudes.
Rumble entrance number
Blanches. Three. So his Lucha Underground contract expires, I think, the second week in July.
Okay.
January, I think. Second week? Mm-hmm. The 14th, 18th, something like that. And he's most likely going to NXT.
Great. They need him.
So we may see him front row at that NXT show or whatever it would be with Rumble.
Beautiful. So basically you're telling me to sneak in booze like I did last time.
To where?
To the NXT show.
Which NXT show?
The next one we go to when we go,
yeah
when
yeah
we
why see, you want yeah Ricochet. We'll sneak in booze again. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we were like bootleggers.
Yeah, we were bootleggers.
We had a flask.
Mm-hmm.
Like hobos in the street. We were sharing it with people.
We were, yeah. It was a little gross, but you know, yeah. It worked out.
It worked out.
I had some germs that I killed.
It's all right.
Can I do this live read for this movie?
Yeah, go ahead.
Before we get into the questions,
yeah,
guys, prepare. I'm going to do a live read right now. Prepare your questions. We will be taking questions after I'm done with this. I'm going to say go, and I want questions. Halloween's right around the corner. Are you a big Halloween fan?
I am a huge Halloween fan.
Big spooky guy fan?
I am a big spooky guy fan. I want to be creeped out. I want to be scared. I want to just spook me, man.
spook me, man. That's good.
Ghouls.
Good hashtag.
Yeah.
Alana Rafferty, she is creating this film called Mutiny. Mutiny's Coming. It's a horror film that follows Christina, a young reporter who struggles with anxiety. She discovers a virus that is causing the infected to harm themselves in violent and sometimes fatal ways.
Wow.
As Christina's boss pressures her to scrap the story, she starts to see signs of the virus all around her. And now she's got to figure out if the danger is really there or if it's in her mind. It's body horror, social satire. If you like movies like Get Out, this is the one for you. It's Mutiny the Film on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. The crowdfunding is going on right now. It's doing extremely well. Like I said, last time we did the show,
yeah,
I read the script. I've seen some of the footage. It's fantastic. If you enjoy indie horror, if you just like to be spooked or scared, Mutiny the Film will probably be right up your alley. So go check it out, guys. Questions.
Love it. Mutiny the Film.
Mutiny the Film.
And
everywhere.
We'll have a link in our bio for this episode. WWE Network numbers are off. 1.52 million. Network subs. If it was announced today. I know that there's more network news coming out. There's if you guys have it coming out right now, please let me know. Jeff Jarrett has checked into rehab.
Great.
WWE sponsored rehab, by the way.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's still trying to work the system.
He's had a bad couple of months.
Yeah. I feel bad for the dude.
I did
but,
too.
You know, like,
no, he wasn't known to be that guy.
No.
So if something has happened.
Pressure.
Something has happened. I don't know. But he wasn't known to be that guy. I know that at Triple Mania, he was he was not in good condition. I think that was a nail in the coffin for him.
Yeah. 100%, man. Shin has a question. How are you enjoying life under the reign of Baron Corbin as champion of our country?
I actually like it.
I like it too. Shin, Baron Corbin fan number one. Big shout out to Shin. It wouldn't be Mattman without Shin Solidus.
Yes, it wouldn't be.
200th episode. That's today.
Yeah.
You only get one question, Shin.
Okay. I got, actually, give me as many questions. Here are the WWE Q3 numbers, if you want. Here's a breakdown from the figures. Revenue increased to 186 million. That's 14% overall growth.
Mm-hmm.
Operations income was 33.9 million. Adjusted OIBDA reached 40.4 million. It's an all-time record quarter for the WWE. As reported, the network paid subscriber count is sitting at 1.52. This is an increase over 1.46 figure over last year. So only 100,000 over last year?
Well.
Yeah. Network subscriber count for Q4 is projected to be 1.47.
Okay.
A little bit of a drop. The company launched WWE Network in China. Weekly TV shows in Mexico and Central America are also launched this quarter. Digital video views currently sit at 14.2 billion. Through the first 9 months of 2017, this represents 23% increase from last year. Social media engagement is also up 5% from last year. NBC Universal secured 20 new advertisers for WWE programming for 2017-2018 upfront. 70 have been added over the past 3 years, a total of 200. So they're doing okay.
Yeah.
WWE TV rights fees with USA, this is interesting, was addressed in a press release noting that the current deal expires September 30th, 2019. TV deals in the UK and India are also expiring December 31st, 2019. WWE noted that they plan to announce plans for future distribution in the United States between May and September 2018. And by end of year, regarding current TV deals internationally, negotiations are being begin next year. Vince McMahon was quoted into saying, "We are pleased with our continued success in growing and engaging large global audiences across multiple platforms."
Oh, boy.
the increased production of overall content, our focus in localization, and further development of diverse talent base contributes to the important achievement, reinforcing the significant scale of power of our brands.
Global. Global. Ah.
Is from Too Many Quarks. Is Impact Wrestling just HWA in 2005? I'm going to disagree because HWA, I think at that point, had Jon Moxley. So that automatically makes it cooler than Impact Wrestling.
HWA?
Heartland Wrestling Association.
Oh, oh yeah. It's a lot of the Heartland guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Impact's not
Listen,
so much.
Impact has decent production. They got a good storyline. They're just fuck.
Bencast TV with WWE style being more conservative and built more for entertainment. Do you think that will draw older, big name talent to the company like Styles, Nakamura, Rude for career and health longevity?
Yeah.
Well, who's out there?
There's nobody. Nobody's left.
Del Rio?
Angle was the last guy that they wanted to get.
I mean, like, so
oh, like a guy to come back.
Your
like
leftovers.
Old. Yeah.
I mean, like that sounds mean, but Del Rio, right?
Okay.
Johnny Mundo.
Johnny Mundo's going to come back.
Punk.
CM Punk will come back.
Cody.
Cody will come back. You always end up back there. You always show up. You always go.
I think that's it, right? Like, the Listen, guys who can still work.
I want to see CM Punk.
Ray.
Ray Mysterio?
Yeah. I think Ray will have, like, a last run.
You know, they've been wanting him for a while, mm-hmm. and they've had this fantasy for Kalisto and Ray to have a match.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're teasing at that with Kalisto saying, like, Ray Mysterio over and over and over again.
It would be great if Ray came back and the reveal was that. Because, you know, if you can make Jason Jordan Kurt Angle's son, the
you
reveal.
Can make Kalisto his son?
Kalisto's Dominic.
Should we just have everybody be everybody's father and son?
Kalisto's Dominic Mysterio Jr.
Oh, my God.
The Eddie Guerrero
from the Eddie Guerrero feud.
That would be perfect.
Why do I think that there was a Dominic? There was a ladder match
Dominic.
Over Dominic.
I think there was. There was a few.
Was
matches.
Dominic like hung
no.
from the top by his so. Pants?
I think no.
Dominic was a little shit.
They did. I think they Didn't did like him. Like a custody thing.
Oh my God!
With him.
So who was the real father?
It was Ray.
Ray was the father of Dominic.
Ray was the father of his own kid.
So why did Eddie get custody? Why was Eddie even... I don't remember this. Did Eddie bang?
The story was that he was like, I'm your poppy, and then Eddie had the I'm your poppy shirt,
yeah.
which I really wish I got. If anybody has an extra large I'm your poppy shirt, send it to Matt Men Podcast.
Yeah.
Slightly used is okay.
And smelly.
No holes in it.
I don't remember that. I don't remember much of that. All right, what else do we have?
Bobby here? Lashley.
Yeah. They've wanted Lashley, but he doesn't want to do it. He's making good money. He's got that Bellator money.
Yeah. Maybe James Storm.
He's not going back.
No. Bubba?
No, they wouldn't. Bubba's retired. Well, he's retiring.
Yeah.
Did you see Tommy Dreamer's in Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
Did I hear this right?
I think he can float anywhere he wants to.
Is this real? Can someone
Is this real?
It? Yeah. Tommy Dreamer. There's going to be a Dreamer and Bubba match. Dreamer and Bubba versus, I forgot who.
The Briscoes?
I think that's so weird to see Tommy Dreamer on Ring of Honor.
Why? It's awesome.
Oh, has he been there? No, this is a game. But I think he's going to be Bubba's tag partner. But Bubba's winding down, you know?
Mm-hmm. So we're going to get that Jinder Mahal match with Braun Strowman. And apparently there's going to be a special referee for that match.
Who will it be?
Who knows? But there's a
John Cena.
There's a few names tossed around.
John Cena,
Austin.
Austin? I don't want to see Austin as special referee.
Why not?
I don't want to see it.
You don't want to see, because you know it'll just end with Jinder getting stunned.
Yeah. I don't want to see it. Glacier came back to Ring of Honor not too long ago. Yeah, I saw that.
Sweet.
That's weird.
The Glacier.
Guys, any more questions before we wrap it up?
200th episode.
200 episode, guys.
200 episodes of Matt Men.
Yeah. A lot of meat.
A lot of meat. A lot of nudes.
Send me nudes.
Send your nudes. I think, who's working today at the bar?
I don't know. Thursday. Oh, Nas. Nastasi.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I like her.
Yeah.
Good Greek girl. You're a good Greek girl.
what was the subject matter of Mad Men episode number one?
Dicks.
Probably figuring out how to do this. Yeah.
We were still in the old studio.
We were in the old studio. I was here. I was over here.
No, you were there.
You sure?
You were there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We gotta fix this place up.
Yeah.
There's a shoe over there.
There's a printer. There's an umbrella. This fucking place.
There's like a sparkly pillow, I think.
There's my Ric Flair robe.
The Ric Flair robe.
Which I want to hang.
There's four wild raccoons underneath another couch in the studio.
Deacon's sleeping somewhere.
Well, you guys have 220 more episodes. A million more.
A million more. We'll do this forever.
Subscribe to... What are your favorite memories from the past 200...
There's so many. There's so many of them. The Hulk Hogan dropping a leg drop. I'll tell you what the viewers liked.
Yeah,
go. The Hogan... at WrestleMania, coming to save Cena segment that we did.
Yeah.
Where we did like a WrestleMania booking where Hogan comes out and he comes in and he's huffing and puffing and goes for the leg drop and just shatters.
Yes.
Brock Lesnar going for a shooting star press and just flying off. A lot of the treehouse stories.
We got to bring that back. Sometimes I watch the older episodes and I giggle to myself.
I do too.
Like making
when
myself
I'm drunk,
laugh.
I put it on. Yeah. Jess actually likes the intros.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to chop all the intros up over the last 200 episodes.
Don't you have a guy to do that?
I do, but he's so overworked right now.
Mm-hmm. So overworked. Suncast, are you overwhelmed?
He's so overwhelmed.
He's so over right now.
Yeah.
Jay
Duck says, I'm really enjoying the stream. That being cool.
Thanks, awesome. Jay Thank Duck.
You. Let's see what else. From the last 200 episodes, I really, really, really loved my Jake Roberts interview.
Yeah.
That was, that's one of my top interviews in my career. I really, really, really did not care for some of the other ones.
Yeah, I know, which is weird. I liked them.
You liked
them? I enjoyed all our interviews.
I hated the cast and Enzo.
That, you know what?
But that was not anybody's fault.
That was their fault.
Yeah, that was their
Not Enzo and Cass, but their...
Yeah, production.
The production was terrible. I'm sure a few guys...
We gotta do more guests.
My favorite...
Can we get Kazarian and Daniels on again?
You know what? I'm going to reach out to... to a couple of people.
Yeah.
My favorite stuff has been the pre-shows and the
post-shows.
The post-shows.
Oh, man.
We
got to
do the post-shows again.
The post-shows are great. We got to start doing that. I may...
You got to start taking steroids or something.
I am on steroids. Why? Get back in shape?
No. You can stay up.
Yeah. Well, I can't drink or smoke. I can't smoke. That's the problem. We'll bring back the tights. We'll bring back the crotch cam.
We'll bring back the guests.
The guests. The homoerotic overtone of everything we do needs to come back.
When we do, we should go full bore with Survivor Series.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah.
Pizza party people.
Well, last year was a McDonald's party.
Now it was for SummerSlam.
No, Survivor Series.
Sure.
Yeah, because I went out to get the chicken nuggets and it was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, that's right. I've never seen somebody come back from McDonald's so frazzled.
Oh, my God. My car broke.
Yeah. And... like, there's a lady in the parking lot yelling, and my car broke down, and then I had to do this and that.
Nobody wanted to give me a boost?
I had to boost my car with these cheeseburgers.
Just piled them up.
You were like, I ran out of gas, but I threw four cheeseburgers in there from McDonald's, and it worked again.
Will you guys do an episode if you both end up going to WrestleMania and do a podcast from there?
Sure. I'd love to.
Yeah, I would do it.
I'd do it. Yeah. I would love to. I already asked Chadwick if I could stay at his place, because he lives in New Orleans.
Are you planning on going?
I want to go, man. I love New Orleans.
Maybe we should do like a Kickstarter.
I know a couple of people down there.
Get us to New Orleans. New Orleans.
That's a good idea. You guys want to fund us on Patreon to get to New Orleans? That would be amazing.
Get rich New Orleans.
Yeah. Or just me. I don't eat much. Hang out. I'll sleep on the floor. Actually, no. I'll kick you out of your bed.
Excellent. All right. Let's get out of here. All right, guys. We will see you all next time. Bye-bye for now.
Later.